This, brothers and sisters, is a very solemn occasion. We so approach it and should so conduct it. It will take quite a time, but if we are in the frame of mind and spirit we should be, I'm sure it will not be tedious. We are met in the tabernacle on Temple Square, Salt Lake City, in a formal solemn assembly, with the body of the church to express the voice of the church in a first sustaining vote for a new president of the church. This proceeding is in accordance with the practice of the church from the first sustaining vote cast by a general conference for President John Taylor until the present time. The priesthood of the church, insofar as the tabernacle can accommodate them, is seated here by priesthood quorums. The First Presidency, the Council of the Twelve, their assistants, the Patriarch to the Church, the Presidents of the First Council of 70, the Presiding Bishopric occupying their usual seats in the tabernacle stand. The regional representatives and the mission representatives occupy the seats to the north and south of the stand, both lower seats within the railing of those on the stand level, and the front seats in the body of the hall. The patriarchs occupy seats near the front of the body of the hall. The high priests of the church, including presidents and stakes and their counselors, bishops and their counselors, occupy the center of the building on the main floor as far as eastward as the galleries. 70s occupy the north part of the building on the main floor under the north gallery. Elders occupy the south part of the building on the main floor under the galleries. The Aaronic priesthood, priests, teachers, and deacons, occupy the seats on the main floor just back of the high priest under the gallery on the east. The general authorities of the church occupy the rest of the building. Many are gathered in the assembly hall, in the Salt Palace, and in your homes, and wherever you are, members of the church may participate in the voting. The voting will be by the priesthood quorums first, and then the conference assembly. The quorums and groups of quorums will vote in the following order: the First Presidency, the Quorum of the Twelve, the Patriarchs, the High Priests, including the assistants to the Twelve, regional representatives and mission representatives, the Presidents and Stakes, their counselors, the High Counselors, the Presiding Bishopric, and Ward Bishoprics. Fifth, the 70s. Sixth, the Elders. Seventh, the Aaronic Priesthood, priests, teachers, and deacons. And eighth, the whole congregation here assembled and elsewhere, including the priesthood. The voting will be in the following manner. As each quorum or group is called, they will be asked to vote to sustain the officers proposed. Those voting will then, when called upon, arise to their feet. When the affirmative vote is called for, those so voting will bring their right arms to the square to witness to the Lord that they sustain the officer for which they are voting. They will then drop their hands. Then those opposing will be asked to bring their right hands to the square and to bear witness to the Lord that they are not willing to sustain the officers whom they're called to sustain. When both affirmative and negative votes are cast, the members of the quorum will resume their seats. All the quorums will vote in this manner. Everyone is perfectly free to vote as he wishes. There is no compulsion whatsoever in this voting. When you vote affirmatively, you make a solemn covenant with the Lord that you will sustain, that is, give your full loyalty and support without equivocation or reservation to the officer for whom you vote. After all the quorums are voted, a vote will be called the whole congregation, those bearing the priesthood and those not bearing it. All will arise. Those voting to sustain will raise their right hands to the square to witness that they will sustain the officers for whom they vote. After they lower their hands, the opposing vote will be called and will be manifested by raising the right hand to the square. The officers so to be voted for by quorums are the following: the President of the Church, the First Counselor of the President of the Church, the Second Counselor of the President of the Church, and the President of the Quorum of the Twelve, the Council of the Twelve, the Patriarch of the Church. The sustaining of the counselors and the presidency and the Council of the Twelve and the Patriarch as prophets, seers, and revelators to the church. After the vote by quorums to sustain these officers, the rest of the general authorities, the general officers of the church, and the general auxiliary officers of the church will be sustained by voting as in the ordinary general conference. This is in accordance with the procedure set by President John Taylor. Please be ready to begin voting. Only church members are entitled to vote. Only one quorum or group of quorums, as the case may be, will stand at a time in voting by quorums. Each quorum or group of quorums will please arise when requested and remain standing until requested to be seated. May the Lord guide us, and may His Spirit attend us as we go forward in this solemn service, established by the Lord so that each member of His church may have a vote and a voice in sustaining those whom He has called to preside over it and to direct its work to the salvation and exaltation of mankind. We shall first vote by quorums to sustain the president of the church and his counselors. The first presidency will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Woolley Kimball as prophet, seer, and revelator and as president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed will manifest it by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counselor and first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed will manifest by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion G. Romney, George Romney, as second counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. First presidency will please be seated. The quorum of the 12 will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Woolley Kimball as prophet, seer, and revelator and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will please raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed with the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion G. Romney as second counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed with the same sign. Council of 12 will please be seated. The patriarchs of the church here assembled, including patriarch to the church, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Woolley Kimball as prophet, seer, and revelator and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Thank you. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as the second counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed will manifest by the same sign. The high patriarchs of the church will please be seated. The high priests of the church were here assembled, including the assistants to the 12, the regional representatives of the 12, mission representatives, the presidents of the stakes and their counselors, the presiding bishopric and ward bishoprics will please all arise. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Woolley Kimball as prophet, seer, and revelator and as president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will please raise their right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as the first counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as second counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. The high priest will please be seated. The 70s of the church here assembled, including the presidents of the First Council of 70, the presidencies of other quorums of 70s, and quorum members, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Woolley Kimball as prophet, seer, and revelator and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner is the first counsel in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed with the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as second counsel in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed with the same sign. The 70s of the church will please be seated. And the elders of the church here assembled, including the presidencies of quorums and quorum members, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Woolley Kimball as prophet, seer, and revelator and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor, please raise their right hands. Those opposed with the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counsel in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor, please manifest with raising the right hand. Contrary, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as second counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor, please raise your right hand. Those opposed, with the same sign, please. The elders of the church will please be seated. The Aaronic priesthood of the church here assembled, including the presidencies of the teachers, deacons, quorums, and members of the priests, teachers, and deacons' quorums, will please arise. You can hardly see those boys, young men at the back. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Woolley Kimball as prophet, seer, and revelator and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counsel in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed, by the same sign. And it is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as second counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hand. Those opposed will manifest with the same sign. The Aaronic priesthood of the church will please be seated. The entire congregation of the church here assembled, all members of the church, those bearing the priesthood, those not bearing it, will please arise. This is the assembly of the church, wherever you may be. We suggest that those seated in the assembly hall and the Salt Palace elsewhere likewise arise and join in the voting. And all those listening in on the air viewing these procedures by television are invited. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Woolley Kimball as prophet, seer, and revelator and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counselor of the first presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor, please raise their right hand. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion G. Romney as second counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor, please raise their right hand. Those opposed will manifest by the same sign. Congregation, please be seated. Voting on the presidency of the 12 apostles, the full quorum of the 12 apostles. We shall next vote then to sustain the president of the quorum of the 12, and then sustain all the members of the quorum. The first presidency will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Ezra Taft Benson as president of the quorum of the 12 apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, and L. Tom Perry. Those in favor will raise their right hand. Thank you for your support. Those opposed by the same sign. The first presidency will please be seated. The quorum of the 12 will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Ezra Taft Benson as president of the quorum of the 12 apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hand. And those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, and L. Tom Perry. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. The Quorum of the Twelve will please be seated. The patriarchs of the church here assembled, including the patriarch to the church, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Ezra Taft Benson as president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, and L. Tom Perry. Those in favor will raise the right hand. Contrary, if there be any, but the same sign. The patriarchs of the church will please be seated. And the high priests of the church here assembled, including the assistants of the 12 and all those mentioned before, will please stand. It is proposed that we sustain Ezra Taft Benson as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor, please raise your right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, and L. Tom Perry. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed with the same sign. The high priest of the church, please be seated. In the 70s of the church, as mentioned, will please stand. It is proposed that we sustain Ezra Taft Benson as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise the right hands. Those opposed with the same sign. And it is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, and L. Tom Perry. All in favor will please raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. The 70s of the church will please be seated. The elders of the church here assembled and elsewhere, including the presidency of the quorums and quorum members, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Ezra Taft Benson as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor, please raise your right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, and L. Tom Perry. Those in favor, please raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. The elders of the church will please be seated. The Aaronic priesthood of the church here assembled and elsewhere will please stand. It is proposed that we sustain Ezra Taft Benson as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor, please raise their right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, and L. Tom Perry. Those in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed with the same sign. The Aaronic priesthood of the church will please be seated. The entire congregation of the church, here assembled and elsewhere, may please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Ezra Taft Benson as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, and L. Tom Perry. Those in favor, please raise the right hands. Those opposed, by the same sign. The congregation, please be seated. So far as observed, President Kimball, this voting has been unanimous in the affirmative. Now, voting on the Patriarch of the Church, we shall next vote to sustain the Patriarch to the Church. The First Presidency will please rise. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. Those in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed, by the same sign. First Presidency, please be seated, and the Quorum of the Twelve will please rise. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. Those in favor will raise the right hand. Those opposed, by the same sign. Quorum of the Twelve will please be seated, and the Patriarchs of the Church here assembled, please rise. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. All in favor, please raise your right hand. Those opposed, by the same sign. Patriarchs of the Church, please be seated. And the High Priest of the Church here assembled, please stand. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. Those in favor, please raise your right hands. Those opposed, by the same sign. The High Priest of the Church will please be seated. And the 70s of the Church here assembled, as mentioned, will please rise. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. Those in favor will raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. The 70s of the Church will please be seated. The elders of the Church here assembled, please stand. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. Those in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. The elders of the Church will please be seated, and the Aaronic priesthood of the Church here assembled elsewhere will please stand. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. All in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. The Aaronic priesthood of the Church will please be seated. The entire congregation of the Church here assembled elsewhere will please stand. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. Those in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. The congregation will please be seated. This vote was likewise unanimous in the affirmative. We shall next vote to sustain the prophets, seers, and revelators of the Church. First Presidency will please rise. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the First Presidency, the 12 apostles, and the Patriarch to the Church as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor will please raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. Please be seated. The Quorum of the Twelve will please rise. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors of the First Presidency, the 12 apostles, and the Patriarch to the Church as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed with the same sign. The Quorum of the Twelve will please be seated, and the Patriarchs of the Church here assembled and elsewhere will please stand. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors of the First Presidency, the 12 apostles, and the Patriarch to the Church as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed with the same sign, please be seated. The High Priest of the Church here assembled, including the assistants of the 12 and others mentioned, will please rise. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors of the First Presidency, the 12 apostles, and Patriarch of the Church as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed with the same sign. The High Priest of the Church will please be seated, and the 70s of the Church will please rise. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors of the First Presidency, the 12 apostles, and Patriarch of the Church as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. The 70s of the Church will please be seated. The elders of the Church here assembled elsewhere will please rise. It is proposed that we sustain as counselors in the First Presidency, the 12 apostles, and the patriarch of the church as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor will raise their right hand. Those opposed with the same sign. The elders of the church will please be seated. The Aaronic priesthood of the church will please stand. It is proposed that we sustain the council of the first presidency, the quorum of the 12 apostles, and the patriarch of the church as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please raise your right hand. Those opposed with the same sign. The Aaronic priesthood of the church will please be seated. The entire congregation of the church, please rise. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the first presidency, the 12 apostles, and the patriarch to the church as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor will please raise their right hand. Those opposed with the same sign. The congregation will please be seated. President Kimball, so far as observed, the voting of this proposal was also unanimous in the affirmative. Following the procedure used by President John Taylor, the voting to sustain the other general authorities, the general officers of the church, not heretofore sustained, and the heads of the auxiliary organizations will be in the form followed in the regular general conferences. The audience will remain seated while voting, and all the members will vote at the same time by the uplifted hand. We suggest that those in the assembly hall and wherever you may be this morning participate in this voting. It is proposed that we sustain as the assistants of the 12 Alma Sani, L.A.L. Chris Jansen, Sterling W. Sill, Henry D. Taylor, Alvin R. Dyer, Franklin D. Richards, Theodore M. Burton, Bernard P. Brockbank, James A. Cullimore, Marion D. Hanks, Joseph Anderson, David B. Haight, William H. Bennett, John H. Vandenberg, Robert L. Simpson, O. Leslie Stone, James E. Faust, J. Thomas Fiennes, and Neil A. Maxwell. Those in favor, please raise your right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer W. Kimball as trustee and trust of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor, please raise their right hand. Contrary by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as the First Council of 70, Seymour Dilworth Young, Milton R. Hunter, Albert Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, Hartman Rector Jr., Lauren C. Dunn, and Rex D. Penninger. Those in favor, please raise their right hand. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as the presiding bishopric of the church, Victor L. Brown as the presiding bishop, with H. Burke Peterson as first counselor and Vaughn J. Featherstone as second counselor. Those in favor, please raise their right hands. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain all regional representatives of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and all mission representatives of the Quorum of the 12 and First Council of 70 as they are now at present constituted. Those in favor will raise their right hand. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain the named individuals in the following departments, committees, and other general church organizations. The Historical Department hired W. Hunter, Bruce R. McConkie as advisors, Alvin R. Dyer, Managing Director, Joseph Anderson, Associate Managing Director, Leonard J. Arrington, Church Historian, J. E. Olson, Assistant Managing Director, and Donald T. Schmidt as Church Librarian and Archivist. Welfare Services Department, Marvin J. Ashen, Advisor, Victor L. Brown, Chairman, Robert L. Simpson, Managing Director, Social Services, Junior R. Wright Child, Managing Director of Church Welfare, Dr. James O. Mason, Commissioner of Health Services. Family Home Evening Committee, Boyd K. Packer, Advisor, James A. Cullimore, Managing Director. Priesthood Missionary Committee, Ezra Taft Benson, Chairman, Executive Committee, with Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, and Bruce R. McConkie as Vice Chairman. Melchizedek Priesthood Committee, Thomas Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie. As Military Relations Committee, Boyd K. Packer, Advisor, David B. Haight, Managing Director. As Priesthood Genealogical Committee, Mark E. Peterson, Howard W. Hunter as Advisors, with Theodore M. Burton as Managing Director. In the Music Department, Mark E. Peterson and Boyd K. Packer, Advisors, and O. Leslie Stone as Managing Director. The Tabernacle Choir, Isaac M. Stewart is president, Richard P. Conde is conductor, J. E. Welch, assistant conductor, Alexander Schreiner, chief organist, Robert Kundig, organist, and Roy M. Darley, organist. Physical Facilities Department, Marvin J. Ashton, advisor, and John H. Vandenberg, managing director. Department of Internal Communications, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie as advisors, with Thomas J. Thomas Fines, managing director. The Department of Public Communications, Mark E. Peterson, Gordon B. Hinckley, advisors, with Wendell J. Ashton as managing director. The Church Board of Education, Spencer W. Kimball, Nathan Eldon Tanner, Marion George Romney, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, L. Tom Perry, Alvin R. Dyer, Marion D. Hanks, A. Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, Victor L. Brown, Bell L. Spafford, Bell S. Spafford. Commissioner of the Church Education System, Neil A. Maxwell. The Church Finance Committee, Wilford G. Edling, Harold H. Bennett, Weston E. Hamilton, Lee S. Bickmore, David M. Kennedy, and one missing here. I have to give you that later. The Church Auditor, James A. Norberg, and Melchizedek Priesthood MIA, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie as advisors, James E. Faust, Managing Director, Marion D. Hanks, Associate Managing Director, with all members of the board as present constituted. The Aaronic Priesthood MIA, under the direction of the presiding bishopric, Victor L. Brown, J. H. Burke Peterson, and Von J. Featherstone. And Young Men's Mutual Improvement Association, Robert L. Backman, President LeGrand R. Curtis, First Counselor, Jack H. Goslin, Jr., Second Counselor, and with all members of the board as present constituted. Young Men's Mutual Improvement Association, Ruth Hardy Funk, President, Hortense H. Childs, First Counselor, Ardith G. Capp, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as present constituted. The Relief Society, Bell Smith Spafford is president. Marion Clark Sharp, First Counselor. Louise Wallace Madsen, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as present constituted. In the Sunday School, Russell M. Nelson, President. Joseph B. Worthman, First Counselor. Richard L. Warner, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as present constituted. The Primary Association, Laverne Watts Parmley, President. Naomi Ward Randall, First Counselor. Florence Reese Lane, Second Counselor, and all members of the board as present constituted. Those in favor, please raise their right hands. Those opposed, manifest with the same sign. President Kimball, so far as I have observed, the voting in each case was unanimous in the affirmative. President Kimball has asked me to invite Elder Tom Perry to take his place on the stand with the Quorum of the Twelve. We shall also ask Elder J. Thomas Fines and E. L. A. Maxwell to take their places on the stand with the assistance to the Twelve.